From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Chinese government says democratically elected pro-independence lawmakers in Hong Kong should not be allowed to take their seats in the legislature. The issue emerged when two pro-independence members were sworn in, pledging allegiance to the Hong Kong nation rather than China. It was not immediately clear how many lawmakers would be affected by the order. China's conclusion that some elected legislators are unfit for office has triggered a political uproar that threatens to deepen divisions between Hong Kong and China. Israel has repeated its opposition to a French-sponsored international conference to revive peace efforts with the Palestinians. The conference was proposed to start before the end of the year. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has spoken out against international diktats and repeatedly called for direct negotiations with the Palestinians. Mr. Netanyahu's emissaries made clear that Israel will not participate in any international conference convened contrary to that position. Kurdish-led Syrian forces, backed by U.S. air power, captured a number of Islamic State positions Monday north of the city of Raqqa. But the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says there has been no real progress so far in the offensive. A Peshmerga tank commander on Monday said his forces have almost finished the job of pushing into the northern city that's being held by the Islamic State group. The commander is Siad Barzani, the brother of the president of the Kurdish regional government in Iraq. Iraqi Kurdish forces launched an offensive Monday to capture the town of Bashika from Islamic State fighters. This is VOA News.